Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. Continuing this series of Medicine Shabbos, we discussed today the issue and the subject and the sugya of returning home. After one performs some medical emergency service, either it's a doctor, or a tzol member, EMT, paramedic, someone did something, and then he helped a chayle, a sick person, someone who needed was in real danger, called pikuach nefesh. He took him to the hospital. He did it, take care. Now the question is, can he come back home? Now, this is really very very negiah today. It's very very apropos today when people, atzol members, that take the sick people to the hospital or do any type of medical emergency service, they need to know what to do when they come back. So I want to learn this sugya inside. This is really yav. It's a later discussion in the Achorim. Most of the discussion comes on from the poskim of today's day. And we really have two, or actually three to be more exact, major shitas, major opinions on what is the right way to do it. Let's start with the Mishnah Neiruvin on the top right of the page. The Mishnah says the following. Mi shiyotso birshus. One went out in Shabbos from his place, and he was allowed to do it. The Mishnah is talking about cases, for example, that there is a war, and one needs to go out to war. When he came, they told him, well, thank you so much, we don't need your help. He still, even though he didn't do anything, and he didn't really help, he wasn't able to perform what he intended to do. He still, yeshloi alpaim amo l'chol ruach. He can walk 2,000 amo. Now this is a sugya in Eruvin, which I'm not going to go too much into today, but in general, when a person leaves his place in Shabbos, if he's one in the city and he was taken to another place, let's say a goyim came and kidnapped him and put him in another city, he can walk 2,000 amo. He's allowed to walk only a limited amount of 4 amos. Only where he is, he can't really walk too much. But here, because this guy went for a good reason, so we allow him to be in the new place as if that was his place from the beginning of Shabbos. If he's within the tchum Shabbos of his original place, ki lo yotzo, and the Gemara tells us the chiddush, and then the Mishnah continues, kol yotzim lehatzil choizrin lemekoyman. Anybody who's coming to save can go back to his place. What? Oh, so Rashi says over here, what's Mishiyotzim? What's beginning of the Mishnah is, so Rashi says in the beginning, we're talking about you can't go back to your place. You can be in your new place as if you were there in the beginning of Shabbos. But the guy who left the city to go do some kind of atzol, he can't go back. The end of the Mishnah says, they could go back to their place. So how do we understand the Mishnah? Can you go back to this place or not? So we'll get back to that in a second. I think we're going to ask it. Tosis brings a question. You know what? Maybe let's go straight to the Gemara before we go to the Tosis. We plan to go to the Gemara first. Let's go to the Gemara. The Gemara is basically the Gemara in Eruvin and Mimhan with Aleph. If you go a little down on the page, I didn't put yet the numbers. We should do that. But the Gemara goes and says, it was still at the end of the first line. About Atzel and Geis when a Norman a Poyos when a Lega because someone's going to save somebody from fire, from war. Enemies coming around him. He can walk in that city where he reached to. So if it's too low, nothing more. We just send the Mishnah. You can go back to your original place. So why are you saying that way? I feel it even more. They can go back and bring their weapons back. And the Gemara goes on to say, we're speaking about that there was a story that happened, that they left the weapons where they were, and then the enemies came, they took the weapons that were left over there, and they used these weapons to fight back. So therefore, it's a special takana of Rabbanu, and you can go back for your weapons. That's what the Gemara says. Rav Nachman says another case, we're talking about depends who won the war, who won the battle. If the Jews won the battle, you don't go back. If the Goyim won the battle, you have to run away, you go back to your place. So that the Gemara goes on and says these things. So, Masha from the Gemara right now, just keep that in mind, we'll get back to that in a second. The Gemara is telling you, really, you can never go back to your place unless there's a specific case, like you have the weapons on you. The weapon, you have to bring it back to your own original location. So there we have a special case. We have a case that if the enemies won the battle, the Gemara goes on to find these cases. But it says, stop to go back to your place, you can't, right? That was really what the Gemara says. If you want to see it said quickly, the Gemara says, oh, my video, my Rav, Shechazim, Klei Zayin, Lem Kermin, they go back for the weapons. Kedetanya, Berishayin, originally, you menachim, Klei Zayin, Lem Bebayis, Sob, Lem Chayimah. They used to leave the weapons in the house, in the beginning of the city, the new city they went to. Pamacha, Zikur, Be'em, Oivim, once enemies realized what they did, Rot, for Achayin, they ran after them, Nichlasu, Litoi, Klei Zayin, so they ran out to take the weapons. There was a dangerous situation because of what they did. Therefore, they could go back with the weapons. So that's what the Gemara says. But similar with the Gemara tells me right now is you can't go back to your place. Can I go back? Unless special occasion. Right? Now, Tosis comes and brings here a question. Tosis says, if you go back to the top of the page, you have a Tosis. Tosis has a question. Says Tosis, there is a list that the Gemara in Beitza brings, the things that you're not allowed to do, or you should not really do it, but they allowed you to do it because if you're going to stop even doing that, you'll stop doing something else. Another part of the same I say. What are we talking about? Look at the Gemara in Beitza, in the middle of the page on the top. The Gemara says, three things they allowed you to do at the end because of the beginning. What is it? These are three things. Or lifnei adorson, putting the skin in front of people to walk on top of it. And the floor front, and the storefronts. And putting back a bandage in Beis HaMikdash. So says Rashi, what are we talking about? Says Rashi, if you see Rashi below there in the Beitza, Seifun Sheinu Tzorech Yantav, Mishut Chilasom, Mishut Tzorech Yantav, if you don't do the end, they won't do the beginning. What is it? Only if they had doors, the first case. What does that mean? They said like this, I don't want you in Yom Tov to shecht an animal, so you'll be able to have meat. But a guy will say, I'm not going to shecht that, I'm going to lose the skin. The skin is going to go to waste. Because I can't really, I can't do anything with the skin on Yom Tov. I can't go and die, I can't work with it. So they say, you know what you should do? Take the skin, put it on the floor so people walk on it. So that's how you're going to press the skin. And it's going to be usable after Yom Tov. Because if you're not going to say that, people are not going to shecht Yom Tov. That's one example. Teresa Chanuyos, why can you do that? They wanted people to open their stores in Yom Tov. Those days, different type of stores that we have today. So they said, open it up on Yom Tov. We could do it to bring it back, put it back. And then the third case talking about a kohen who's working based in English. To bring back the storefronts. They used to have like a cover on the store. They used to use it as a table. And then you would bring it back. The case doesn't really matter so much. It's just the concept. And then the third case is the kohen, when the kohen is doing based in English, they told him, take out your bandage so you can work. So if you take it back, you can bring it back on. I can bring it back on. If you're not going to let him bring it back on this bandage, he will never remove it. He'll never do avodah. So he said, some things we wanted to do it, so we're allowed to do that. So says Tosis Igor Neuvin, why don't you say over here the same thing? They allowed you to go when you're going to save someone's life. They allowed you, they're more lenient with you, because if not, you're never going to go. Why is that on the list? So Tosis says, the Zeinu Chidush. It's such a big Chidush. It makes more sense. The other one's a bigger chiddush, that's why it's not on the list.
Meaning you can figure it out without it being
there? Yeah, you don't have to mention it in the Gemara in Beitza. Shita Mikubet says, brings the Rajba, says the same question. Look at below the Gemara. Our Rajba, why don't you say the same case in Gemara in Eruvin? Says the Shita, how can you compare it? Here you're allowing to do things completely. You go back to the original state. Says the Mishnah, I don't know what we're talking about. When the Mishnah tells you you can leave the city to go save somebody, doesn't say you can go back. It says wherever you are, we allow you 2,000 amma. Doesn't say you can go back. So you're not going back to your original state. Chazar is with you when you tell a kohen, when you take out your bandage, put it back in. I'm allowing you to go back to your original state. Here, I'm not allowing you to do that. Oh, so what is Chazim Kaiman? So possibly she didn't say Chazim Kaiman is like we learned in the Gemara. It's a specific case when you have weapons. Then you go back. But if not, you can't go back. But what do you see over here? You see that Tosis and the Shita learn differently. They're not answering like the Shita Mekubetz, the Raj with the Shita brings. They're asking Chazim Kaiman. Not only that, the Raj, when he's quoting the Gemara, he says Chazim Kaiman, you go back to your place? So what's trying to Tosis and the Rajwa.
Can you repeat that again? I'm sorry.
The Tosis and the Rajwa ask that you should mention the case of going of a doctor or a midwife going to a different city or someone's going to save somebody. You should mention the list of Tchilas Sofer and Tchilas Sofer. It's not the same thing. You're not allowed to go back.
I'm not going
to
do it if I can't come home.
You're right? Afraid. You see over here the Shita also says you can go back home. The Shita says Chozer L'Mekayimon, like the end of the Mishnah. So you see, a Tosis and the Shita learn a little differently than what the Raj with the Tosis, Raj was quoted the Shita, learn differently than what the Shita say later. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Beis, Halacha Chaf Gimel, so he says the following. He speaks about the case of when you have a war and you have to save some Jews, you have to go save somebody. So it says over there, they have a war, you go in there, you go meet, I'm going to be starving the wide land, the Rambam, you have a mitzvah to go do it. Don't wait for Moitzei Shabbos. You have your fellow Jew in danger. The Rambam says no reservation. When they go, they can come back. Why can they come back? So next time you're not going to tell them not to go. That's what the Rambam says at Perek Hilchos Shabbos. When you look at Perek Zayin of Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam says, the Rambam brings a little different. The Rambam says, he brings all the cases you can go to save, and you say the following. He says, let's look for the beginning. He says, anybody who's going to save some Jew, a Jew for some issue, they can't just go back. They just have to stay where they are. But if they're going more, you know, they're winning the battle. Let's say with the war. And they're afraid to stay there. Then they could go back. So the Rambam seems to contradict himself. And Perek Beis Hilchos Shabbos, he says they always go back. I don't want to stop you from going. If I'm going to tell you not to go back, you're never going to want to go in your first place. That's why you always go back. Rabbi Perek Beis says no, stay where you are. Oh, listen, if it's a case of dangerous situation, then you can go back. It seems the Rabbi is contradicting himself. So someone has said that the Rabbi Perek Beis did not explain too much, and he waited for Perek of Gimel for the 23rd Perek to explain himself, which is a little hard to say.
And going back always means against the Tchum. No, stop going back explanation.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Violating something.
Now, comes on what you find. So we'll start with that answer on the Rambam, and then we'll go into the Paiskim, the Paiskim that we have on the page. Comes on what you find, says, you know what the Pshat on the Rambam is? The steer in the Rambam. So Pshat on the Rambam is like this. It depends. The case the Rambam speaks of Perek Chaf Gimel is talking about a case that if you go, it will not prevent you from going again. It will not prevent you from going saving another Jew in another case. Why not? So I'll tell you what the case is. The case is that the person is going to, he thought that the battle will take 3 days. Right? You're going to war. You don't know how long it's going to take. You're living in your city. He says goodbye to his wife, to his children. He says, I don't know when I'm coming back. He goes there. They have an unbelievable miracle. Within 2 hours, they won the war. Question is, can you go back or not? Says the Rambam, don't go back. Stay where you are for Shabbos. You can walk at Shabbos that city. You have to be stuck in one place, but don't go back. Unless it's a case that you need, you know, that's dangerous. But if not, don't go back. In Perek Beis Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam is speaking about a case that he thought it would take him only a few minutes. He went to save somebody. He needed to. There was a sworn specific attack. He says, I'm coming right back. I'm going to come back in 2 hours from now. I'll be back. He knew it won't take him more than 2 hours. There says the Rambam could go. Because if I'm going to tell you not to go, so then you're not going to want to go to save a Jew. I have to leave your family on Shabbos. So then you can go back. That's how the Rav Moshe finds it in the Rambam. It says Rav Moshe, that's what really Tosis and the Rav that we're learning before is saying. They learned the Gemara, that when the Gemara tells you that you can go, don't go back, it's only don't go back if it won't prevent you from going in the first place. But if it will prevent you going in the first place, then you should go back. And that's what the Mishnah says, Chosim L'Koyman. And that's what Tosis and the Rav asked. It should be included in the list that you allow things in the end if you can do in the beginning. So there are many Achronim go in and learn that the Shita of the Tosis and the Rajba and the Rambam and others is that there's a heter to go back in order to prevent you from not going in the first place. Now let's go into the Achronim and see to where this goes to. Says the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer is in two tshuvas. Everybody quotes the Chasam Sofer. There's many Achronim discussing this concept. There's two Chasam Sofer that everybody quotes. The Chasam Sofer is, when he's bringing this Gemara, he's mentioning the idea that you could go back to your original place. Chasam Sofer and Chosha Mishpat. He's speaking about there a doctor who's healing a goy, not a Jew. So the question is, can he go back or not? Can he use a wagon to go back? And then the Chasam Sofer is not so happy about it, and he has different reasons. I'm not going to go into it now. Because that's its own discussion. Can a Jew heal a goy on Shabbos? But the Chasam Sofer speaks about a case that he can avoid it. He doesn't want to avoid it. Chasam Sofer doesn't like it. In his words, Chasam Sofer mentions Agav Orcha. By the way, he says, Penirili, on the top of the page, that kopi mosu lachzul l'mekoyim achay sha'osuk b'fu shloy sagoy. You should not go back if you heal the goy. Don't bring a riot from the argument and everything that says you can go back. So the difference when you save a Jew, you save a guy. Save a Jew. We have a tiu sovim trishut chilosam. You can't. I allow you to go back because if not, you're not going to go in the first place. But a guy, we don't have that answer. Similar, Chasam says in Arachaim Simon Rish Gimel, right below the Rambam, he says, Hachinami Chasam Machshil Atid Lavoi Doich Shabbos. The chashash, you're never gonna go. We allow you to do the Shabbos. Kavachoyim me'olichim latzi pikoch nefesh. Shurak tchuyah b'Shabbos. Pikoch nefesh is tchuyah, as we learned in the first year. Question about Rambam. Filaki tiru lachzor l'mukoyimon soifim shutchilasa. They still allow you to go back because of tchila. That's what Chasam Sofer says. So Shlomo Zalman and Micha Shlomo that you have on the left side of the page says in the Chasam Sofer, I don't understand where the Chasam Sofer comes from. Our Gemara and Erevin told us that you can go back. Right? He doesn't look like the Igros Moshe. He learns the posh of the Gemara, so you can't go back. So where did Chasam Sofer learn from here that you could go back? That's question number one that says the Rishon Zalman is asking Chasam Sofer. And question number two asks Rishon Zalman Chasam Sofer, it's Ma'ash Chasam Sofer is allowing to do even Yisr D'Oraisa. So you could, it's Tchuyah B'Shabbos. It's like you could do the whole thing. It says all we are allowed to do in the Gemara in Erevin is to walk out of the four Amos, to walk 2,000 Amos. Meaning just Yisur Derabanan of Tchumim. Not more than that. So how do you get to add to Yisur Derais? Look at the Michal Shem again. In the left side of the page. So I don't say the Chasam Sofer. Aleph. He brings. If a doctor, a Jewish doctor, is going to save a Jewish patient, he could go back. That's what he brings. Like the ones who save Jews, the Gemara and Erevin could go back to the place. If you're not going to let it go, he's not going to go in the first place. Says the Rishon Zalman, he's dieted to a chiyum to limit sinun chi tir la chokma led ol shayin yeshuka nevesh elein yanzesh yeshuva duchach b'chavu yotshei. We didn't allow it to go back. That's question number one. And then he brings another question. And base, he brings the bottom, he says, I'm the Vursham. So he says, he turned like Soyum, I feel it's a kind of Soyum, like a Doraiso. So how could that be? Vupili. How do we say such a thing? So the Shulzam is very bothered with this Chazal Sefer. And Shulzam in the end, in the next Simon in his Tshuva, he passes the following. So he says in the end, he says the following. He says, really, I don't really see that the Gemara said it. But I will, maybe the Chazal Sefer learned it from the fact that we allow you to do Tchumim, so you mainly could do all the Yisur Derabanan. I mean, the same way they allow you to walk in the street, they allow you to do another Yisur Derabanan. So Yisur Derabanan I'm willing to allow, but not a Yisur Deraiso. So what does it mean Yisur Derabanan? For a guy, for example, to take you home, that's Yisur Derabanan. That I'm allowing to do. So Shazal and Vafir, look at the bottom over here. He says, regretfully, yes, I've been raving these little doctors, Kali Das, Ashil Gabedi do a Kashashu Emeshem, Khashudim Limon, Malek Lazar, Sakhoilim, Lakhluak, Lakhso, Bravely Basom. You'll tell a doctor not to go save, there's many doctors not going to go. It's not wrong thing to do, but that's what they're going to do. Mikom, Enu, Mikohin Lati, Mishukach, Israel Toyo. You can't do Israel Toyo, you can't be Matzah. He says, Ada has a safer, says, we'll do their abundance. And he says, I don't really understand, but if you go in the end of the Shulzam, in the last four lines, Chosefer allowed it. That's what he says. So Shulzam says, I personally, says Shulzam, I don't see really the answer at all. But I'm calling back. It's the abundance I'm going to allow you. Not more than that. A guy or a Jew? A guy is a discussion on its own. Chasover is discussing it. That's what the Jew is really going to speak about. The question is, you have the Akishalom, you have the Katzav, you want to, maybe no, they're not going to save Jews. Eva, there's reasons that they are told out.
Does that mean I can't?
No, so that, I'm just saying, that Shuva is a very long Shuva. And he's coming to discuss this thing. And he's coming to say when is mutter, when it's also bring the whole discussion. And then he adds, even in the cases that you have, it's mutter, what about coming back? Okay. That's what the Rosh Hashanah says. But again, in the Chasefer, like Rosh Hashanah says, the Mashmos of the Chasefer is, that even the Raisa you can do. Even if the Raisa. And the Gizmoshe, Ramoshe Feinstein says the same thing. If you look at Ramoshe Feinstein, Ramoshe Feinstein speak about Atzala. Some numbers. He says like this, let's see a few lines in the middle of the page in the bottom part. The Gizmoshe says, of Iko Mashesh Lo Dunulin and Chazor Levesoi Mimoko Machoyel Kishumoko Merchek. Can you go back? And he goes on to have a whole discussion. Can you go back with a car? So he says first, can you go back with a car? And he says, first of all, it's clear that if they need the doctor back, I mean, you have only one outside member in town. If he doesn't come back, there'll be nobody to save anybody else. Obviously, he could come back. Or if he has machinery, which is needed to save other people, the Koruch Nefesh could do that. And he says, for sure. But what about, but the question is, what happens if they don't eat you? Can you go back or not? So he goes back to Agmaris, and as we quoted before, he brings the Rishayim that said, bring it as part of the list to go back, because you save you should chilasam. Says the Igor's Moshe, let's skip to the bottom part. It's clear, And he says, and therefore he could do, usually anyway, we have other reasons to allow it to come back when you need something. So he says, he says, for this taste, you learn you can do even the Issa Doraisa. He can do even the Issa Doraisa.
You have to do as little as you can and maybe some shinoi.
Yeah, obviously, try to avoid as much as possible, do things you don't have to. Now, here, the what? He doesn't say shinoi. It was mutter to go back. Obviously, what he says, try to avoid. But Ramon Shavayin is saying a huge chiddush. You could do a Yisra Doraisa. Because Saifa, why can he do it? There's no Pigor Nefesh over here. He tears Saifa Bishut Chilasa. Now, the Achorim asks a question on this. If you look at the Mogen Avraham, right in this back in the middle of the page, the book of Rome, when he speaks about Soymi Ritchilosom, he says the following. He says, the Loisharina and Soymi Ritchilosom, Elo Bemelacha Derabanon. Al Behefshad Deraisa not. So how can the Grisboisha, the Mashwazach HaSeva say you can do even Deraisa? We say that Soymi Ritchilosom is only a Yisor that you do Derabanon, not Deraisa. Like the Gemara in Beitza. So says the Shem HaTalir of Osner. So first I'll tell you why. Very simple. What is the concept? I mean, we allow you to do things, so you're not going to stop for doing the beginning of the thing. That's not a vada. It's a suffix. What do you mean a suffix? I'm not sure. If I'm going to tell you, I'm going to prohibit you to do X, you may not do Y, and I really want you to do Y. So therefore, I like to do X. Are you sure I'm not going to do Y? No. But, you know, maybe.
You mean, are you sure you're not going to do X? Y is the second thing. X is the first.
Yeah, I'm allowing you to do X because I want you to do Y. I'm calling X. So therefore, because if I'm going to tell you don't do X, you will not do Y. Absolutely, too. So we should feel awesome. Are you sure you're not going to do Y? No, I'm assuming if I don't let you do X, you probably not going to do Y. If I tell you don't shecht, if don't allow people to walk on the skin of a behemoth and yantiv, you won't shecht the behemoth for sure. No, probably that's what's going to happen. So he says, Misafek, I'm not allowing you to do Yisod HaRaisa. So I'm allowing you for that to do Yisod HaRaisa. But in Pikuach Nefesh, we have a rule that even on Safek, you do Chilul Shabbos. So if I tell you, listen, if I'm not going to allow you to come back home with a car, you may not willing to not going to go to save somebody in the first place. So are you sure I'm not going to go? No, I'm not sure, but maybe you're not going to go. So if it's a maybe is enough to be matir deraisa. So even though usually to so chilasa but then derabanan you only derabanan you do that. That's because usually for a suffix I allow you derabanan deraisa. But pikuach nefesh is more chomer. So therefore even for a suffix I allow you deraisa. So if they that shot in Ramush finds that shot in the chasa sefer then you magic do deraisa.
So if you know it's a kid who fell off a bicycle and it's not life threatening, maybe you can't come back.
Yeah, because you can't go in the first place. Right? Can you go in the first place? Can you take a car and take him in the first place? No. You have to take a guide to do it.
We'll
get back to it in a second. Right? We'll get back to the first case. So says that's what it says. Says the if you look at the bottom of the page on the right, you have, it's wrote down, the Orchas Rabbeinu Chisbein is a sefer that was written. Someone who was sat down with a stipler, and he basically wrote down everything that he saw, that he did, and he heard from him, and many things in the name of the Chazon Ish as well. And one of the things that he brings, he says, Omali Moiri Rabbi, which is the stipler, Beshein Marvin Achazonish, She'ein Le'esor Le'roifi, you cannot prohibit a doctor, on your Sabbath Shabbos Le'choyle, Lachzor Imichaniso Le'vesu, you can't tell a doctor, don't go back with your car. Kadesh Le'lachshil Le'osti, She'isai Le'tzabbat Shabbos Le'choyle. So we're not going to stop it from not going back in Shabbos. So what we learn, what we see over here is the following. Yerushalmi Zalman, when he learns the Gemara, he learns that there's no heter at all. Not the Rabbanan, not the Raisa, to come back. But he's basically doich his das. He's like, he says, listen, Hoyrazoka, the Chasu Sefer says you could. So the Chasu Sefer is basically allowing you to do, he says, Eishu the Rabbanan. So we go from stage one, is Yerushalmi Zalman, Lashita, I see nothing. But the Chasu Sefer says, so we're going to allow you to do Eishu the Rabbanan. In the Chasu Sefer himself, and Ramesh Feinstein, and the Chazon Ish, name Ruchas Rabbeinu, and the Rav Osner, they say even Yisro D'Oraisa you could do. Even Yisro D'Oraisa you could do. The Achorim discuss this in length. The Tzitz Eliezer has a few tshuvas about it. He holds Yisro D'Oraisa you can do. Like Rav Osner, we said, he says you could do. And so on and so forth, there's many poskim speaking about it. What? We don't have it here. I didn't have the place on the page to bring it, so. The Rav Osner himself, when he speaks about it, he says, because of many places we say you can't do it. And also, he says something very practical, very very typical to Rav Osner. And many times we mentioned like Rav Osner in the Shir, you see that he takes there, except the halacha concept, you have like a little bit of more of a shkafa. So if you can allow a tzolim member to take a car every time he goes to go back, it's mutter. What kind of Shabbos will this tzolim member have? Every Shabbos is going to be driving the car back and forth. He's going to lose the whole taste of Shabbos.
If they just don't allow it, you're saying?
If I allow it to go back and forth. Right? He has a chayli. Someone is sick. He's going to go with the car. He'll come back to the hospital with his car. Then 2 hours later, he has another thing. Takes the car. Go back to the hospital, back to the car.
But it's the other way around. If he knows that he's going to leave his family and be gone, what kind of Shabbos
right.
is he going to have?
Says Rav Oz there. So what's the solution? Basically going with the Mahalik of Shlomo Zalman, the Mahalik of Tzitz Eliezer. Make sure to have a goy who's a driver. Have the goy, as many places you have the goy be a driver. Try to set up in advance. If you know that this is something that's going to happen a lot, if you know it's going to happen a lot, you know, it's all the members have the whole time. Have the driver, the ambulance driver, a goy. Because if it's an ambulance driver, a goy, that's the only issue you have, the issue of Rabbana. It's only Rabbana. Obviously, if you can't, you can't. It's impossible, it's impossible.
But they don't do
it.
So we spoke about in the first year. That was the first year we spoke about. What happens with the guy? If you have a tzol defashin right now, the second, that's what we learned in the first year. You have a tzol defashin in front of your eyes. Let's look for a guy. You don't do that. But if you have a guy set up in his place and he's ready to do it, you don't say, you tell the guy to do it. Here we're talking about driving the car. That tzol will go to the hospital. He's going to do this. He's going to do all that tzol. But you want him to come back, have a guy set up to return him. That's all.
A cab.
That's what Avosha says. Right, that's the general. So comes out, the halacha l'maaseh says the following. We have basically a three-way machlekes achronim. We're going to call you back. The Pasha theme is, Shlomo Zalman says that I'm not even sure you could go back at all. But we have the Chazon Sofer, and Shlomo Zalman himself says I'm agreeing to it. That for Issa Darabani could do it. Meaning, if a doctor, EMT, goes out to a hospital on Shabbos, a guy can return him back. That, lechura, everybody, it's muskel. Most places will agree with that. One condition, it has to be within the tchum. Meaning, it has to be one city. If you're going to a different city, you try a different city, then you have a problem. It's not Issa Darabani anymore. It's Issa Daraisa. On Issa Daraisa, you have the Pasha of the Chazon Sofer. You have Moshe Feinstein, and you have the Shevet Levi, Rav Ozner, that say that you could be doing the right to come back. Even though Rav Ozner limits it, says, but don't, if that's something happening every Shabbos, it's not really appropriate to do that way. Try to avoid it. But if it's a one-time thing, a guy needs to take someone to the hospital, something, no, there's nobody there. He runs to the hospital, according to all these places, you can come back with your car home. If your family's going to stay alone, and then next time, if something like this happens again, they're not going to try to avoid you from going.
Whether you're a Hatzalah man or not, for a friend who's a...
Yeah, you need to take something happened, it's a Safiq Koch Nevish, you run to your car, drive the guy to the hospital. Can you drive the car back? Many places go, you could. If you can get a guy to do it, better. If there's somebody to avoid it, for example, you're in the hospital right now, you brought your car there. Right? You brought your car. Now, you can go and ask a guy to take you back home. Take a driver, taxi driver, take you back home. So it's better for you to leave your car there, take your bags back home. If you're not a Tzolom member, who needs the car back home? Because you may have another call. Or, as the Moshe mentioned, if you have a Tzolom member, there are as many other Tzolom members in town. So then you come to the other consideration. If you need you, obviously, if they need you back home, you need for a Pekorach Nefesh, then a person can come back to Kulal. Everybody agrees to that. But this is a situation, right? You have here, you know, the... When you learn this sugya, it's the same Gemara, right? The Gemara in Eruvin, and you come out with mamish a three-way machlekes. How to learn it? Can you do Issa D'oraisa? Can you do Issa D'rabbanan? Can I do nothing? And it comes out that many places can hold you can do Issa D'oraisa. The person can take a car and go back home. So if you see somebody going to the hospital and then you see him coming back with a car, don't scream at him. He has to be soimichon. One very important thing to remember here, as we're talking about dafka, a doctor, a paramedic, you know, a Tzolom member, someone who's trying to save someone else's life. There, many places can hold, they can do Issa D'oraisa, drive back home. Many places can hold, no, try to do Issa D'rabbanan when a guy is driving, and that's probably the preferable way to do it. But that's only the doctor himself. What about the chole, the sick person? That's not part of this sugya. He tears soif b'shut chilasa and refers directly, specifically to the ones, to the people that are the first respondents. The ones going. The guy who's sick doesn't have that heter. He has other heter. He has a heter if he's a chayla she'im b'y sakana, as we learned a few weeks ago. A sick person needs to lay down. and he's really not feeling well. He's released from the hospital. He has to go home to rest. A goy can take him home, not because Tzoyf Mishut Chilosom, but because he's a Cholesh Shem B'Sakona. And a Cholesh Shem B'Sakona is not a non-dangerous Echole, a goy could do for him a malacha. That's what we learned a few weeks ago.
Non-dangerous? If it's just stop me a broken finger?
No, dangerous, he has to lay down. If you just broke a finger, you can't go back. Unless he's in a situation or kids need him. Small kids, we consider them to be Cholesh Shem B'Sakona. Let's say a mother goes to the hospital, she has to go back because she has to take care of the kids. A goy could take her back because of Cholesh Shem B'Sakona. She can't drive herself, that's the Kula Halma. She doesn't have the heter to serve Mishut Chilosom. This heter we're talking about is specifically for someone who's coming to save someone else's life. So then we have a discussion, can he go back with the car? Discussion, you can do the Raisa, you can do the Rabbanon, maybe place gold, you can do even the Raisa. But if it's a sick person himself, you don't have that heter. It's definite there. Chilosh Shem B'Sakona. A goy, maybe you can take it, but for sure he can't drive back home. That, there's no heter at all.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. So someone's going with somebody else. I want to discuss that more next week. Because what we're going to speak about next week, Be'ez Hashem, is the halachas of a yoledes, a woman is giving birth in Shabbos. And all these things are relate to that. Question is, why can someone go with him? We'll learn about it next week. Can someone go with a sick person in the ambulance? But he's not a doctor. I don't need for anything. He's just going to give him peace of mind. So we'll learn next week, Be'ez Hashem, that there is a heter to do that. And then the question will be, do you have the Sejut Chilos in that case or not? So we'll get to that. Right now we're speaking about things which are clear. Doctor, you know, or anybody who saves somebody else, rushing someone to the hospital, can you go back? So there you have the term, even the Raisa to do, preferable to do the Rabbanon to be Yitzel the Shittas. That's only the doctor himself, not the sick person. And right now we're not talking about the one who's coming to assist. Okay.
What about, this is a little talk about going on Shabbos. What about if you go on Friday?
And then it becomes Shabbos.
You're in the hospital, you're doing tests, and now it's Shabbos. Is that any different? In other words, as far as coming back?
Right.
And that's what they do. They happen to do that here. You go, that's all what they have in South Africa, so they haven't worked out.
Yeah. So they have the for a drive. So. Right.
He knows to open the door.
Right. If, I think, yes, there are bottom of the is no, there's no question that you could do. Like, he's, like, he do a service with chilos of the rabbanon. The chur should be mutter.
It would apply on Friday afternoon also, because you say, maybe I'm not going to leave.
Yeah.
because I won't be able to. The
question will be, when you speak about Issa Doraisa, well, let's say, according to Ramosha Feinstein, he says you could do Issa Doraisa to come back. If you left before Shabbos, can you go back? The chur will come out that yes, but it's a big chur, so I have to check it out.
But it would be the same, because if you're worried about will the person avoid going in the future, the answer would be yes. They say, right, listen, it's Erev Shabbos. I'll get stuck there for Shabbos. I'm not going to go.
So I'm not going to go to the ritual place. The same question I just have to see in the Farish inside, the Tirusa Rishut Chilosom is not only when you do the thing on Shabbos itself, but the Chur, that's what will come out. They say, maybe the show will continue next week with as we spoke.